Through three games, Brian Hoyer's continued his streak, which is now the longest in the NFL, without an interception. How would you assess his play through the first three?
I've been pleased with Brian. I feel like that he's done a nice job leading the team and getting us in the right plays and executing the offense, things he's asked to do. And a big part of that is not turning the football over, and you're going to win more than you lose when you play like that.
Is there anything that you kind of stress to him as a point of emphasis to maybe work on or think about over the bye week?
Not really, just improving and going back through, watching the cut-ups, seeing what we've done well, what we need to work on. And it's a constant, when you're in a new offense, it's a constant battle to continue to learn and progress that way.
What kind of was the light bulb that went on? Because in the preseason, this offense looked like maybe it was struggling a little bit, and it's kind of come out and guns blazing, 10th in the NFL in scoring, 12th in yards per game. What kind of happened with Brian Hoyer in this offense?
Well, I think he feels more comfortable now knowing that he's the guy and he's getting more reps. I think that's a big part of it. Is such a big part of quarterback play is accumulating as many reps as you can and seeing the concepts versus different coverages. And I think that's part of it, and that's why preseason games don't count.
That's exactly why they don't count. Obviously, Brian seems very comfortable off of play action. We have a very strong ground game. That's a huge part of what we're doing, kind of the boots, the waggles. And I noticed a little wrinkle with that half boot there. Is that a lot, just a little quarterback movement, a little deception, big part of what you're doing?
It is. And, you know, when you run as much zone stuff as we do, which is full flow, you have to have misdirection in our offense. And we're very fortunate that we have a couple quarterbacks that are very good in play action and have the ability to throw the ball downfield. And we've got a couple receivers that can really run and take the top off the coverage.
I know we've seen him in limited action in the games, but most of where Johnny Manziel will be improving is happening out here on the practice field that the public's not privy to. What's your assessment of where Johnny is now 3 weeks into his first season?
I'm pleased with where Johnny's at right now. He needs to continue to work and get better every day, and he's done that. He's got a great attitude towards it, and it's a work in progress, and you know it's going to continue that way. He's going to have to take a huge advantage of scout team reps and individual in practice when you miss those reps on Sundays.